Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Falcons have agreed to terms with AV, that's Avion Terrell, and Ontario Thompson, two of their draft picks. Everybody will be ready for camp, guys, when it comes time. I don't think this is going to be an issue. We say it every year. We've gotten past that point where most rookies, like 98% of them, have an issue contractually where they're holding out or trying to figure it out. These things are slotted. It's just about when and what's guaranteed. And so congratulations to those guys. But I don't think that'll be an issue as we head into mandatory minicamp and all the things that these guys will be expected to be at. More on the Falcons coming up. But we're talking with Mike Griffith, Mike, last segment, talking about the dogs, but more importantly, the CFP, 24 teams. And now it seems like all these commissioners are online to say, hey, we're in. Greg Sankey, where are you at? And Sankey's saying 16 teams.
Yep, and Ross Dellinger reporting that ESPN officials have been pretty clear. I've got a pretty good hunch, are pretty clear, that they want the playoff to remain at 12. And if it does expand, not to go beyond 16 teams. What does that tell you? TV people know good television. 24 teams is going to be a lot of crappy games in the first round. Half, you'll have eight teams on a bye. You know, so yep. You're not going to see those teams.
So, the top eight?
Right, top eight. So, I mean, again, ESPN says 12 sounds good. 16 tops. That's it. 24 seems a bit, I do agree, it's too much. If you go to 16, you know, we talked about this. You got Notre Dame hosting Georgia Tech, you know, based on last year's, if it went by the model for 16.
Yeah, Ivan Johnson, not that Ivan Johnson.
The truck guy?
He follows
this. It was the Iron Man. He was the guy who used to ride the Baja that 1000. Barry, back to you.
And he said the main reason, guys, I want to expand to the 16 team is to eliminate the bye. He says 3 weeks off was a disadvantage. I kind of agree with him on this. And think about Georgia for a second. He says, proven by the top seeds being 1-7 under this format. Guys, that bye week, you get 3 weeks. It's a long time to not play football when you go from potentially a conference championship to wait, and then you're playing, what, January, the second week or the first week of January?
The layover, certainly, you could argue, didn't help Georgia, you know, both against Notre Dame 2 years ago and then last year against Ole Miss.
Yeah.
You know?
So he says, plus the fan bases miss out on the home playoff game. Can you imagine a playoff game here in Athens? And he's talking about the dogs. So, look, there's something to that. That Bible, this is why they have to move the schedule. Clark Lee, Vandy's coach, just came on and talked about it. We got to finish our college schedule by the second week in January. We cannot be getting into MLK Day and beyond, Mike. And now all of a sudden, you're conflicting with conference championship games in the NFL, or for that matter, the division round, potentially. I know they're going to do it on a Monday night when apparently nothing else is going on. But the fact is, I'm with them on this as far as coaches wanting to end the season earlier. And now we have that transfer portal window, Mike. You don't have to worry about that as much with the two windows that you had. I just think it'll make things easier. But that I want to see fixed. But this number, I have no idea where it's going to end.
And that's why the other idea, it's not the big thing about this conversation, but starting the season in week zero. You know, so by the time you get to Labor Day, that's week two. And but there would be, you know, again, was week zero. It's always kind of weird. San Jose would play Nevada. You know, there'd be like a couple of, you know, one SEC game, you know, but they're playing like a dog of crap opponent. So it would be week one. It would just move it up to the week before Labor Day, potentially, to your point. So you got, you know, the space to get everything in.
We will see how this all shakes out. What's shaking out around the NFL, guys, is the schedule drop. And everybody's officially waiting for all their schedules to drop, meaning their team, right? And also, you want to see what other teams in the division are going to look like. Look, we think we have a hard schedule, right? Statistically.
We do have a hard schedule.
Well, I think so. But statistically, we're in the bottom third, according to folks who do the schedules in the NFL, based on opponents', you know, winning percentages. All that, it gets thrown out of the window to me. But I'll say this, Mike. I do want to see what the Saints have and how that compares to what Carolina's looks like and then Tampa. And we talk about it. Like going overseas and coming back over, I thought it was a mistake last year not having that bye week. Now, did that play out in us not making the playoffs? No. That it was execution and coaching mistakes, etc. But I do think when you make that trip, and if you've ever been overseas, you guys know it. I get it. You're on a chartered flight. It doesn't matter. You're still tired.
Yeah, it still changes your routine. And that's why I think it's certainly – well, again, Stefanski and the adults in the room may say, let's just take that bye week, you know, after that trip to Europe. You mentioned it. Usual suspects in the NFC South, and then the Bears playoffs, Detroit Lions cusp of playoffs, Ravens cusp of playoffs, Bengals still really good players, San Francisco playoffs, Kansas City coming back from their first year, not in the playoffs in like, what, 12 years. So – That's our home schedule. Away at Lambeau, at Minnesota. We just talked about the Steelers. The leak that came out is the Steelers, you said, would be week one, and the Commanders, we think, is the last week of the season?
The Commanders would be week, timeout, I'll tell you, 15
at Washington. So next, the third to last week of the season.
Yeah, because you got 16, 17, 18 still. But they're about five games that we have a handle on, quote-unquote, again, unofficial from the Falcons. But, you know, you feel pretty good based on what people have been putting clues together about. And we're now waiting to just see what week three and four and five look like. And what's week six and seven leading into that Tampa Bay game. And again, guys, if it is at Carolina week two, early division game.
Right.
It matters.
Right. Got to take care of business. And think about how completely lost. That was the game where we go, no, we figured it out. Zach Robinson is going to come down to the sideline. You know, again, you know what? I should just stop myself right now. There's no point in complaining about a regime that's no longer in charge.
No, it's not.
But you can't point out some of the things, and we can compare and contrast how Stefanski and his regime will operate compared to how Coach Ra and his did. But the idea that you had the whole preseason, you just screwed around, and you got nothing to see from Penix. You know, nothing. And then by the time week three, then you realize, maybe it's a good idea if the coordinator comes down, you think? And then, you know, then shortly thereafter, Ike Hilliard gets fired, and you realize we got a dysfunctional offensive group.
It really was. And I'm just hoping, Mike, that's not the case. I don't feel like it will be. Look, I think every time you get a new set of eyes, look, and is the fact that we didn't go to the playoffs was the end result. That's the bottom line. But the defense got better under Ra. There are things people come in and you go, can you help fix what's wrong? And I think Kevin Stefanski is going to help fix what's wrong on the offense. Now you got the defense moving in the right direction. Can you build on that? But yeah, getting those fresh set of eyes, again, you come in and you evaluate, hey, what's really working here? And I don't think anybody around the NFL looks at the Falcons' offense. Matter of fact, I know this. And goes, woo, what a juggernaut. Well, they don't.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. All those things we used to talk about. You know, if Pitts is dialed in, you got Bijan. You know, certainly you've got another Robinson behind Bijan, who's a steady bag of physical pounding running back as a compliment to Bijan. You know, we believe in Drake May. Now, the other guys, these are all new pieces. I'm excited about Zachariah Branch. I really am. Don't know what Jahan Dotson's going to be. You know, but if you want to just say, all right, Tua wins the job, Tua's put up numbers before he lost his way in Miami that would be really good by any comparison to Matt Ryan's last few couple of years.
Yeah.
And obviously those years we were out in the wilderness with Mariota and Desmond Ridder. So if the ball's coming out fast and we're dialing up all sorts of boom, boom, boom plays that you saw in Cleveland, and that's kind of Stefanski's calling card, you could argue, and again, I'm not trying to sell hope here because we don't believe in hope, we believe in facts. But that's hypothetically, that's what you're shooting for. And then you're good enough to win nine games, or 9 or 10 wins the division.
No doubt.
Because the defense was second best in sacks. We don't know the particulars on James Pierce Jr.'s return, but we think he's not going to miss the whole season, knock wood.
404-726-0929. You guys can hit us up. Mike, we need to get an update here on the golf because we're going to keep you updated not only today but through tomorrow as well. The PGA Championship Leaderboard Update brought to you by Trajan Wealth, your trusted local fiduciary advisors, and by Bobby Jones Golf Course here in Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. We just need to get the top three, but if you're curious, Rory struggled off the tee today.
Right.
But what's the leaderboard look like?
Live from Aronimink outside Philadelphia. Aronimink. Say it with me, Day-Day. Aronimink. All right, man. Justin Thomas at 3 under.
Okay, Justin.
How about them apples? And he is, by my glasses, looks like he's on 8, so about to make the turn. Martin Keimer is shooting a 3 under. He's on the back 9. And then can I interest you in some Jaeger and some pot?
Yes, please.
Yeah, a guy named maybe it's Potgieter. Either way, he's from South Africa. And then a guy named Jaeger. They're both at 3 under. These are all guys tied for the lead. Minwoo Lee at 3 under. He shot a 67. And other guys I'm not familiar with shot a 3 under. Max Homa at 3 under. So there are some names that are moving up. But again, a lot of guys that are under par that you would recognize. But as far as the leaderboard, Justin Thomas, who has been kind of off the leaderboard of the majors, at least trying to a real considered chance to win another championship. How about that?
No, it's big.
If you can dial this up.
It's big, man. Rory was even cussing off the tee today, Mike.
Oh.
Part of the story, 74. And the reason why it's a big deal is because, again, Rory's coming off of that Masters win, and everybody's going, all right, 5-time major winner, 2-time defending Masters champion, and he struggles. Missing 9 of the 14 fairways, including 6 of 7 on his second 9 holes. And so that was part of the story today. But, you know, again, It's early, but I said to Mike, this golf course, I saw the overlay of it, and I said, man, it looks easy.
No.
It's the greens and how they're tiered.
Right.
So
right.
when you hit your approach shot, you're either putting up or down. And, Mike, some of these, you can't control the speed of these putts.
Right. It does seem to be, you know, sometimes a good shot is not being rewarded
yes.
into the green. We mentioned Thomas is at 3-under, tied for the lead. Some other names you recognize, Xander Schauffele. He's shot a 2-under today. That's pretty cool. Jason Day. He's a 1-under for the day. Brooks Koepka also at 1-under. And Patrick Reed, he's making the turn at 1-under. Same for Colin Morikawa, who's got a couple majors under his belt. And Cam Young. Remember the guy with the mullet and the Joe Dirt mustache?
Yes.
He went over to live from Australia. He's also at 1-under.